How about if we call this meeting to order? It is, according to my clock, it is 2:20 p.m. on Sunday, the 7th of June, 2020. This is the KPFT Management Selection and Review Committee, and I would ask that the Secretary, Mr. Crozier, please call roll.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Teresa is present. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier is here. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Lyndon's here. Bob Gartner?
Present.
Bob is here. Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James? Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark?
I'm here. Wally's here. This phone is started.
Thank you.
Dwayne is here.
Dwayne is here. Thank you. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Marianne is here. Susie Moreno?
Present.
Susie's here. Venetia Patel Adams?
I'm here.
Venetia's here. Sandra Rawline?
Present.
Sandra's here. Thank you. Nancy Sabarnartomi? Can't hear you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington?
Washington, present.
Okay, thank you, Rita. Rita's here. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Sandy's here. Ted Weiskel?
Here.
Ted's here. Okay, let me go back to people who didn't answer. Adriana Casanave?
Adriana Casanave is here after 5 minutes trying to get in, and they didn't
Adriana
recognize.
Adriana's here. Thank you. Okay, let me finish the roll. Patrick?
Sir.
Patrick, are you here? Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear you, Patrick. Nancy? Nancy Sabarnartomi? Can't hear you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? Can't hear you, Richard. So let me count. We have 15 members present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair. And can somebody text or call the people that aren't here? That's Patrick, Nancy, Wendy, Deb, and Richard to remind them.
Okay, someone just came
you.
On.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Okay. Did somebody else just join the call?
Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
Adriana, I can hear you. We have you down as present.
I asked for the floor. I'm trying to say something about the people that are not here.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I think that we should send an email or a text or something because it took me more than 5 minutes putting the right code. Didn't recognize that code. Okay? It means that if people are crying, but there's something wrong again with the system. The previous time I need to call because I was muted, this time didn't recognize my code, my PIN number.
Okay.
Patrick
but
is here for the same crap once again.
Is that you, Patrick?
Yep, I'm here for the same crap again, apparently. Here we go.
Okay, well, we're going to try to keep the tone in a civil manner, so I would respectfully ask that everybody try to keep that in mind. Apparently, Bill has already requested that folks call or text the other members that are not on the call, which are Nancy, Wendy, Deb, and Richard, to see if they're having an issue getting logged in. So we do have quorum, and I would like to go ahead and proceed with this meeting. The next item on the agenda, number 2, is the agenda approval. I sent that out to everybody. I have a couple of corrections I need to make. That is on the minutes approval. I put the wrong dates. It should be the 3rd, the 24th, and the 31st. Bill did send out those minutes. And also, Mary Ann sent out information regarding the subcommittee report that took place, I believe it was last Monday. So did everybody get the agenda?
Yes.
Are there...
Bill for the stack.
Adriana?
Okay. I think it was Adriana, then Bill, and I think I heard somebody else. Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. We have, I sent an email, and I think that every one of you can see it. You asked us to send the preferred email account. I sent it to you, to Teresa, to Otis, to Terry. Nobody have any problem. The only one that doesn't register that is obviously the secretary. Please, can you be sure that my preferred email address is the one that is being used in this committee? And I have a text from Nancy Saibara saying that the system is not allowing her to get in neither. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Could somebody please hear?
Time to get out.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Bill?
Thank you. I move approval of the agenda, the draft agenda that you sent out today at 11:05 a.m.
Thank you. Okay, so the next item on the agenda would be the minutes approval. I have not updated any minutes for the 3rd.
Madam Chair, was that motion carried about approving the agenda? I know Bill motioned it, but was the motion carried through?
Are there any objections to approving the agenda as corrected?
Yes. Yes, I object.
Is that you, Ted?
It is.
Okay, and what is your objection?
My objection is that we are setting up a standard where we will have to have a 2/3 vote in order to extend the end of the meeting, if there is, I don't have a copy of the agenda in front of me, and I don't know that anybody who's listening in who might not be a member of the committee has the purview of it. I would like to hear what the agenda is, and I would like to know if it has a time certain for ending the meeting. Then I would speak more intelligently in relationship to whether or not I approve or disapprove of the agenda. But first, I'd like to know what is on the agenda that includes ending time.
Yes, and I did send the agenda to the entire LSB. I realize that there's 4 people that are not participating on this committee, but it seems like everybody gets the LSB emails that are sent. And so to try to make sure that everybody got the agenda, that's why I sent it to the entire LSB. But I will read the agenda. We've already done 1, which is call to order and roll call. We are on agenda approval. That's number 2. Number 3 is minutes approval, which has been corrected for the dates of the 3rd, the 24th, and the 31st of May. Then number 4 is a subcommittee report regarding the GM job description. Number 5 is job posting. That's kind of where we want to start a discussion on where we want to post the job opening. Then number 6 is the receipt of resumes. And number 7 is the budget. Number 8 is the timeline, and number 10 is adjourn at 3:45 Central. So are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Yes, I object.
And what is your objection?
Okay, my objection is that we have work to do and to establish a time of 3:45 is not appropriate We should do what we have to do to get through our business. And if we want to pass a motion sometime during the meeting to adjourn, it will only take a majority vote. If we pass this agenda as we have it right now, when we get to 3:45, it will take a two-thirds vote. Also, Robert's Rules of Order says for standard committee meetings, you do not need to approve an agenda. You just go through the agenda. And I don't think we have any need to do anything other than to move on to the minutes and the rest of the agenda without approving the agenda, which would hamstring us. So I oppose the approval of the agenda and want to just go on to the next item on the agenda.
Okay, are there any objections to Ted's suggestion that we just proceed without approving the agenda?
No, I object.
Okay, somebody could please mute.
I
would respectfully ask that if you are not speaking, that you keep yourself muted until it's time for you to speak. Okay, so the next item, I didn't hear any objections.
You heard Dwayne Lark object. You did.
Okay,
you didn't hear me, but I did object.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dwayne. What is your objection?
Okay, I move that we approve the agenda as printed.
Well, there's been a correction regarding the minutes. I corrected the dates to the 24th and the 31st.
I said I approve that we approve the agenda as printed.
As printed or as amended?
As amended.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so are there any objections to Ted's suggestion and Dwayne's request that we move to go forward with the agenda?
Bill.
Alan for the stack.
Okay. I don't know what that noise is or where it's coming from, but we're going to have to cancel this meeting if that noise does not stop. Can everybody please mute?
A person has two lines open, like a phone, a cell phone.
And don't speakerphone mode. That's what usually causes it, too.
Okay. All right, so it stops now. So the next item, number three.
Madam Chair, Alan for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Ted Weisgel said that he objected to the minutes. And
no, he objected to approving the agenda.
Right, he objected to the approving of the agenda. And then, so I guess I didn't hear a motion from him. And then
Dwayne moved
that to approve the agenda as amended, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And I have not heard any objections to that. So given that, we will continue to item number three on the agenda, which is minutes approval.
I didn't understand.
We are moving forward with the agenda as amended, Adriana.
Yes,
the only correction.
Like I said before, and I don't know why I cannot be heard, I object to not having adjournment time, because remember that three people in this committee need to go to the PMB programming committee today.
Okay, Adriana, we have an adjournment time. It is 3:45.
Okay. I agree with that. Thank you.
All right, so the next item on the agenda is item number three. That is the minutes approval for the 3rd, the 24th, and the 31st. I do not have updated minutes for the 3rd. Bill has sent out minutes for the 24th and the 31st. He did make some corrections that Ted suggested for the 24th. Are there any corrections for the 31st?
Rita Washington, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Rita.
I have a couple of questions to the minutes for the 31st. I noticed that the secretary has Sorden and Washington, and who was Sorden that was on
I believe that I think it was Ted and maybe Nancy who have already sent those.
I'm just saying, these are minutes, and y'all want them to be official. Just trying to accommodate it. And then, secondly, my second question is to the secretary. I notice you have notes. Not all committee members sent their email address as requested. Was that stated by the chair or the pro tem chair, or is this a comment that the secretary made on his own? These are my two questions and are correct.
Nancy Pleasant, it's 2:34. I've been
thank
trying
you,
to
Nancy.
Find you and not been able to get on. What do you mean, thank you? I haven't been able to get on. I still can. I'm patched in with B. What is the meaning of this, Chair?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
This is an illegal meeting. This is
point
an
of order, Alan, for the staff.
Allowing the public. There you are talking above my words again. If you continue to do this, it's violation of the open meeting. You have to publish a way where the public can join and listen.
Go for the stack.
Okay, I think Teresa and, well, we're trying to answer Rita's question, so I'm going to ask Teresa if you could please allow the secretary to answer Rita's question.
Yes, go ahead.
Actually, I was going to ask a follow-up question for Rita. Which minutes were you talking about? Because
the
there's three sets out there now.
The 31st is on page 3, according to your
On page 3.
Sorden and Washington said they did not receive the draft minutes. Who is Sorden?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm thinking of Nancy Sorden on the PNB, but I meant Nancy Zabara Narakomi. So,
like,
thank you.
Okay, I'm just
thank
trying
you for
to
the
make
correction.
It correct. Not a problem.
Yeah.
And then the other one in that same paragraph, Mr. Secretary, you have notes. Not all committee members sent their email address as requested. Was that something that the chair told you, or how did you come up with that particular note?
So that chart there, instead of it goes
well, up. I'm just saying I didn't get the updated email addresses for people that said they didn't get the last minutes.
Well, I would prefer, if that didn't really happen in the meeting, and I'm wondering should that statement be considered part of the minutes.
Okay, I can delete that if you want.
Okay, thank you.
Didn't been there in the first place.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Mr. Secretary, Madam Chair. Okay, thank you, Rita. Okay, so are there any objections to approving the minutes from the 24th and the 31st as amended? Okay, so I didn't hear. Was that an objection? Okay, so hearing none, those minutes are approved as amended. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Which dates again, all three, is your, Madam Chair?
Pardon?
Which dates, all three of them, or?
Well, no, the third have not been updated, and there was a great deal of controversy over the minutes that I submitted. So until I go back and listen to the call and write down every point of order and whatnot, I won't be able to submit updated minutes for that first meeting. But for the 24th and the 31st, those have been approved as amended.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And then, Teresa, thank you for allowing us to clear those items up. What was your point of information?
Well, I wanted to call. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to call to your attention that Nancy Zabara Narakomi said that she had sent her contact information to me, as was requested during the meeting, which was not noted in the draft minutes. I think other people have sent me things when I've requested in the minutes. I didn't feel the need to make a notation that I had received them. That's really not what's happening in the meeting. So I have taken anyone who sent me, you know, corrected contact information. I have forwarded it on to my knowledge. I've forwarded on to Otis McClay or whoever who needed it. Okay.
Bob Gardner.
Go ahead, Bob.
That brings up a concern I have. I know Ted made some comments regarding one set of minutes, I believe this morning, and I think it should be normal that the committee is alerted as to whether those changes have been made or they were possibly rejected?
Well, it's my understanding that once the minutes have been amended and approved, that they are then going to be posted on KPFTX?
Well, we may have voted and approved the minutes, but the minutes, I understand, can always be modified. But you're putting a proviso on my question, which is fine, but you haven't really answered the question in general terms.
So please state your question again.
Those people who have offered amendments to the minutes in the emails, we have no knowledge as to whether those amendments were included in the minutes adjustments.
Well, I think we can follow up with that on the next meeting to make sure that everybody gets an updated version of the amended and approved minutes. Would that be sufficient?
Okay. I suppose.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Okay, Bill?
Well, just a follow-up question. I don't think anybody else sent any amendments to the minutes other than Ted. So if you have some, please say, please
Alan for the stack.
Fine.
Alan for the stack.
So I don't think you're missing anything, other than what Rita brought up today, and I appreciate
that. No, I'm not. If I may comment on that, I'm not talking about missing anything. I'm talking about the process. That Ted, it could have been anyone. It could have been one person or 10 people. We have no idea whether those... you didn't republish the minutes this morning with those things that Ted suggested included, did you?
I sent them before the previous meeting because he sent them
a
week ago.
Those things that Ted brought up were not included in the minutes.
No, they were included in what I sent amended minutes before the last meeting. It was just a couple hours
or so. It talks about people being late.
I don't think he had commented about that as an amendment to the minutes.
I believe that he commented this morning to you.
Well, obviously I haven't amended anything from what he said today, but if you don't say this is a correction...
Okay, well, these are the kinds of things that I would just hope would be included if we're voting on minutes and the information's been put out to the secretary or whoever it is that's recording the minutes of a meeting. That when we're voting on those, that all those comments would be brought up to the committee so that we would know that something's being done with, or decided about them.
Okay,
thank
you.
I'm not talking about anything missing.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Bill,
right.
Just for the process to be more proficient, would it be possible for you to resend the updated, amended minutes to everybody before our next meeting?
Okay.
Okay, thank you,
I
Bill.
I had a question, too, a follow-up question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Lisa was first.
Bob just mentioned the...
I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Like
somebody
not
else
recording
said something?
Teresa was first, and then I was on the stack, and Bill will have to take later.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. You are correct.
Well, it's a follow-up to what we just talked about.
Okay, well, we'll follow up in just a minute. Let's let Teresa and then Nancy have their turn.
I would like to, I think it is important for the secretary, if they're trying to get things straight, that we not push them back too far on this, on the stack, that there's no continuity in them trying to figure out what we're asking of them. And I am looking at Nancy Saibara Naratomi's email that was sent out on June the 7th, where she objected to PL without – I think that if you're going to put PL, it is her preference that you put due to she came to the meeting late because of technical duties difficulties. And I will try to do that. Rarely put late if a person, for example, is in charge of a certain thing and they totally miss that thing and come in later because somebody in reading the minutes was thinking would be might
Teresa's
be thinking
trying
that
to establish protocol.
Well, I'm just trying to explain why I, in my minutes, I would put that a person arrived late. And I see that Nancy wants it to say she was late because of technical difficulties, which
and
I think is a good point.
I think that's a valid point as well. And so I would ask the secretary to please make a notation that if someone arrives late, that and it's due to technical difficulties, that that be noted just out of fairness to the person. I really don't want to get into chastising people for being late to a meeting. There's a lot of different reasons why people are late. I think everybody has good intentions to be here on time, but we all know that everybody has lives, and sometimes people can't always be there on time. But if somebody does join the call late, I expect them to be counted as present. And if there is a reason that they wish to provide, like technical difficulties or got stuck in traffic or whatever the case may be, that can be noted. It's not a big deal. We're trying to be fair to everybody, okay?
Ted for the stack.
I think Nancy was next.
Yes, Teresa. I would appreciate if you would not speak for me. I was not asking to put due to technical difficulties. I was just telling you why I was late. And I don't really like this, you know, present late, unless the whole committee has voted and thought of it and decided as a committee, not just Bill decides by himself, all right? That's what
okay.
I wanted to say. Plus, the most important violation here that's been made in the last three meetings, including today, we have not published a way that the public can listen and can join or listen. It's just not it's not an open meeting. So, I mean, it invalidates our meeting. So before the next meeting, get your act together and make sure that the meeting is posted with a telephone number and a code so they can listen. They may not necessarily be speaking, but at least they can listen. And actually, committees are supposed to give public comment because a committee, LSB committee, is like an LSB, and all of them are all committees of the PNB. And you're supposed to have at least 30 minutes. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. That's a point well taken. I will check with Otis about how to best go about being in compliance with FCC and CPB regulations regarding open committee meetings. So thank you. All right. So I believe that we are
Ted for the stack.
And Bill was on the stack again.
Okay. So Ted, you and then Bill.
As I have said before, and you have agreed with me, Madam Chair, this business of showing people arriving late would have to be approved as a special or a standing rule by the local station board. Otherwise, it is inappropriate to do it at all.
Alan,
well,
for the stack.
I agree, Ted, so thank you. I am not one that wants to chastise anybody for being late, like I stated previously. You know, there's reasons for people to be late, but if somebody joins the call, I'm going to consider them to be in attendance. And I would respectfully ask that everybody else do the same. Now, I think Bill.
Thank you. You know, I agree with Ted that this should not be in the minutes. And the only reason it's in the minutes is that the PNB insisted, absolutely insisted, that if you were late, that be noted in the minutes. And it's been that way for a number of years. But I don't think it's misleading also, because people can leave in the middle of the meeting and there's no indication of that. In fact, we don't even know that. So I just suggest, if it's okay with the committee, that I not record who comes late, just record them present. Is that okay?
Alan,
I guess it's a
okay. I'm trying to keep track of who all wants to be on the stack. I heard Dwayne. I heard Teresa. Was there somebody else?
Adriana.
Okay, so Dwayne, then Teresa, then Adriana.
For the sake of time, I'm going to be very brief. One of the advantages of serving on the PNB, so that when people make statements about what PNB policy is, I can correct it right then and there.
And I've been on the PNB for 2 years and 3 months. And we do not, I repeat, we do not mark anyone late. So that was an incorrect statement.
Used to be that way.
Well, you said it's been that way for several years, and that's not true.
Okay. All right. So we stand corrected on that statement that the PMB does not mark people late. I really see no need to mark people late on this committee meeting unless somebody wants that in the record. But as a general rule, I'm going to assume that if anybody joins the call, that they are in attendance. Does that sound fair enough?
Alan for the stack.
What I prefer to.
Okay.
Adriana?
Well, I believe, you know, one of the problems to putting people late, I agree that should be the reason why. And the main reason is because we experienced before in our LSP, people that were coming at the 3-hour meeting in the last 2 or 3 minutes, and then decide that they were part of the committee, part of the meeting. I think that the reason why the PL is there or was used before, I remember using it in some of the committees, is to be sure that the people are really coming to the meeting. The people are at least taking the time. I agree that sometimes people leave.
What if somebody joins at the end of the meeting? If we just put the times down.
Yeah, can you ask people to
do it? Okay, I'm going to.
People
unmute themselves.
Could everybody please come to order? I'm trying to listen to what Adriana is saying, and there's other people talking in the background. So if you're not speaking, please mute yourself. And Adriana, could you please finish your comment?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. What I'm saying, I'm trying to say, is that we use if people arrive late to not be there because was important to realize that people are not coming in the last 5 minutes and being counted, and they are only present when they want to vote for a specific issue. That was the reason. We have an LSP member that was in the last every three meetings was coming 5 minutes before the closing of the LSP 3 hours, and then considered that was there. That was the reason. And
okay,
I believe I was doing that, and I don't have any problem with people, with the committee deciding what they want. And I think that, like in this case, we have a lot of people that we need to notice there that people have technical difficulties. Know the people, the system, the maestro, and the numbers that we are using that reject people that try to call. That's why it's important to notice those in the minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Adriana, I think it was Teresa next.
Exactly.
Madam
okay.
Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think we've gotten off topic, and I think we've lost a lot of time here. We were approving the minutes, so I think it's time to go to the next item.
Thank you, Teresa.
And if this is really an issue, then maybe they need to bring this up in the governance committee.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay, so was there anybody else on the stack?
I did have a motion. Were there any objections? It's essentially what you said, Sandra.
Were there any objections to what I said about not marking people late as long as they come? I'm trying to incorporate what Adriana suggested. That if somebody, how about this?
Bob Gardner.
If somebody
point of order.
If somebody joins the call late, but I guess we should maybe put a time limit on that. That they wouldn't if they're late, they need to join within the first 30 minutes of the call. Otherwise, they could not be considered as in attendance.
Point of order.
No, I would leave that to the body to decide. But for the purposes of this meeting, the minutes have been approved as amended.
It's my understanding that Bill is going to send out those amended minutes so that everybody will know that they have been amended per their request. And now we're going on to the next topic on the agenda, which is item number 4, and that is the subcommittee report.
I am very involved with my Rotary Club in
point of clarification, Chair. This is Nancy.
Curriculum for African
American. I'm hearing somebody else speaking in the background, Nancy. If you're not speaking, please mute yourself.
Ted Weisgel needs to mute.
I have a flip phone. I'm at Ted's house. I don't know how to mute my phone.
Okay.
Does anyone know? I tried to shield the voice, but I guess it's not working very well.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're still on to the next item, and I think Nancy had a point of information.
Yes. In my memory, we did not approve the minutes. Bob had asked for the updated minutes before we vote to approve them. So if Bill could please put those updated things like take off the PLs and it put due to technical difficulties, I was late. The only other two people who were late at the last meeting was Lyndon. He came right after me, and then Wendy a little bit later on. They didn't say anything about having trouble with technical difficulties they might have had. But anyway, I have already reported to the PNB and to the ED and to Otis about this thing happening. This is the second time I have not been able to use it. I think the Maestro system should be kaput. No more we use it, and we can do a more reliable conference call before the next meeting and including the public. Thank you. I'm finished.
Point of information,
okay.
Madam Chair. Point
Go
of
ahead,
information,
Dwayne.
Dwayne, I think the body, it would be to some advantage for the body to know that the PNB declared that Maestro will not be used for the PNB moving forward. And I would bring back the system, or whether it's, I won't call out a system, but when we decide which system we're going to use, I would suggest that this body does the same.
Thank you, Dwayne. I would tend to agree with you on that, but since we don't know what that new system is at the present time, we are stuck with the Maestro system for now. I do not know why there are some people that are having difficulties getting logged in, and that's certainly something that I can bring up with Otis and maybe John Amella regarding the technical difficulties. But
orders of the day.
For the purpose of this meeting, we are going to go on and continue with item number 4, which is the subcommittee report regarding the GM job description. And it's my understanding that Marianne Martinez was kind enough to convene that meeting. She sent out some information regarding that meeting. Hopefully everybody did receive it, but I would like to give the floor to Marianne so she could make a brief report about that meeting.
Richard,
thank you,
on the call. Richard on the call.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Sandra. This is Marianne. I was looking through my messages, and I want to apologize to the committee because I believe it looked like I thought I had sent them out, the draft minutes, and maybe I didn't. So I will be sending those out as soon as we're done with this call. But basically, we had a subcommittee meeting on June the 2nd at 2:15. We had two items, basically, that we wanted to review, and that's the general manager job description and the Appendix B, steps to hire a general manager, which is an outline that was submitted by Ted and Sandy. We didn't get to that. We did work on that job description, though, and, we found several things like typos and some things that need to be changed within the document itself, minor things, but overall there were some items that some members of our committee feel that we need some clarification about, some terms, basically, some terms that they would like to be maybe explained a little bit better or maybe changed. And it was suggested by some of the members of the committee that maybe we could get the IED to give us some guidance on some of those, that terminology. So basically, that was the gist of what we spoke on that committee meeting, and our next committee meeting is going, well, we adjourned at 4:22, and our next committee meeting will be on Monday, June the 8th, that's tomorrow, at 2 o'clock.
Okay,
and I will be getting
you.
Those minutes out to everyone when we hang up this call.
Thank you, Marianne.
The draft.
Thank you. Okay, so item number five is the job posting. We need to, well, there's a couple of things. We need to determine where we're going to be posting the job opening. And that's going to, the budget is going to be factored into that. There are some places where you can post free of charge. I know that when I was on the National Personnel Committee and we posted, we had a pretty lengthy list of places, but the two that come to mind that I thought brought in the most resumes or the most legitimate resumes were current.org and Ursula Rudenberg, who was in charge of the affiliates task force or the affiliates director, had sent out an email blast asking all of the affiliate radio stations to post the job openings on their websites. And we did receive several resumes from people at affiliate stations. So those are two suggestions that I would offer. And I would bear with me, folks. I would open the floor to people that would have other suggestions. So I think Ted and Adriana both want to talk on this. So, Ted?
The issue of the job posting and the resumes are two issues that are before the subcommittee. You know, how long the position will be posted. There's a variety of challenges related to the job posting, and that's why Sandy and I think, I can't speak for him, but that's why we put our proposal forward, and we're happy to see it referred to the committee. But we are addressing this issue, and everyone could look at the document that Sandy and I put forward for more specificity related to this.
Okay, thank you, Ted. I would recommend that once you have those details finer tuned, that it be brought back to the committee with a motion so that we can all vote on it. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Okay, Adriana, I think you wanted to speak on
point this. Point of personal privilege.
Is this Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
I think Ted missed the subject of the conversation. It may modify what he had to say. I'm not sure. But we were actually talking about, organizations where a job posting could be put up.
Right. And we need to further investigate that most definitely, because we would like this job posting to go far and wide to places where we can get qualified people to submit resumes. So that's a task in and of itself, and I think that we have a lot of committed people on this committee.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Are willing to help out with that. What is your point of order, Teresa?
I think Bob Gartner's point is not a point of personal privilege, and he jumped the stack ahead of Adriana. So, I mean, if he wants to participate in the general discussion, it would not be a point of personal privilege. Can we move on?
Well, maybe I need to read the definition.
Thank you. We're not going to debate the point of privilege. That was my error for allowing Bob to utilize that time. I do appreciate his comments, and now it's Adriana's turn to speak.
Bill for the stack.
And then Bill. Adriana, are you there?
Yes, I'm trying, but I'm waiting for people to stop speaking, because if not, you know, people do not understand me. Thank you. I have a little bit of a problem with what the subcommittee is doing. Basically, I agree, a lot of the things need to be done, but we need to be sure that we are not violating the CPB. We are in this terrible situation because permanently we justify what we do because it's necessary. And that is not the way that this works. I couldn't be in that meeting, and I was very clear, and I said that to everybody because the well-known situation in Houston. But you are saying now that we will have another meeting tomorrow. Where is posted? It's not anywhere posted. We don't have any of that posted anywhere. It's not even recorded. What is going on? It's not reflected anywhere. We cannot keep working that way, because that's the way that later on the foundation pays, because doesn't follow the rules. That is my concern. You know, we need to be really careful. We know now what that means. Sandra, you and Dwayne, all the PNB members told us already what the problem we are having with CPB for different reasons. But KPFT lost more than $50,000 grant because we didn't have enough diversity. You know, that happened in 2013.
Okay.
And then we are doing this, and we are not this meeting. I know that the intentions are good, but we need to be sure that we follow up what is required from us. It's not our personal, private thing. This is Pacifica Foundation, and we have the obligation to be open and to follow every rule that exists in our bylaws and by the CPB.
Thank you, Adriana. And those are all very valid points, and that kind of goes into the next item on the agenda, which is
point of order. Alan for the stack.
I think Bill was next.
Thank you. First of all, in response to what Adriana just said, it's not correct. Our LSB is a committee of the PNB. The MSRC is a committee of the LSB. We're talking about a subcommittee of a committee of a committee. And there's no requirement by CPB or anybody else that those be posted publicly. Okay? They can be. It doesn't hurt, but you don't need to. Secondly, back to the subcommittee's work, it's really important that we add to the timeline checking with NEDA, probably need to be doing that more than once, on procedures, where to post notices, HR legal requirements, EEO requirements. We pay them, or at least we're supposed to be paying them, to provide HR services to keep us out of trouble there. Remember, they provide HR as well as accounting services to lots of nonprofit broadcasters, and they're kind of the experts in this. So we do need to check with their HR people before we post anything, and also make sure that we know about any other procedural issues that need to be followed. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Teresa?
Madam Chair.
Point of information.
Okay. Wait. I think it was Teresa's turn to talk, and somebody
it's
else, I don't know
personal
who.
Personal privilege, Madam Chair.
I understand that you want to say something else, and I will come back to you. You've already had an opportunity to speak.
It's something else. It's the post of personal privilege. That's a precedent.
What is your point of personal privilege?
Bill Closure just said that what I said wasn't true. That is my personal privilege. What he said is not, he cannot characterize what I said, because every meeting of this foundation, every committee or subcommittee have exactly the same rules. Every meeting, doesn't matter if it's a subcommittee, if it's a different committee, need to be posted. You can do an executive session if you want it, and limit whatever you want when it's the reason for executive. But you have the obligation to abide by every rule.
Thank you, Adriana. I think what we need to do
Marianne to the stack.
Going to the stack.
Okay, so Teresa, Marianne, and Dwayne.
And Ted.
Okay, I'm thinking what we probably need to do is to check with Otis regarding the posting of the minutes and also with the PMB parliamentarian. He's been very helpful on the PMB, and I think I should reach out to him about this information. So, Teresa, you're next.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just disagreed with Adriana that is a point of personal privilege. Because a person disagrees with you, that does not mean that you are privileged to interrupt other speakers to respond. And I beg people here to not insist that we create more rules than necessary. I cannot imagine that every radio station that has a committee of a committee of a committee, let's say they sit down to iron out some small details, which another committee will eventually have to pass on. They will have to approve. I cannot imagine that every one of those meetings where three or four people get together to iron things out, that those things have to be posted and 7 days notice and things like that. We're creating unnecessary work for ourselves, and we're asking to be shut down by creating unnecessary rules for ourselves. The head of Urban Harvest one time called this to our attention that it's just totally unnecessary to create so many rules for ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Marianne?
Well, I wanted to mention the fact that as far as the CPB is concerned, I don't think we've gotten any funding from CPB for at least, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. And really, as far as it appears, that money will never be coming back. So the question of the CPB is moot. It doesn't count. CPB doesn't even factor in.
Thank you, Marianne. Dwayne?
You're welcome.
Where do I start? Well, first off,
wow.
The person who spoke previously and mentioned Adriana's name, I won't mention her name, but every time I say something or anyone say something, she wants to call a part of order or she wants to call a personal privilege, so she tells Adriana she doesn't have that. That's called privilege. We're all going to have the same privileges in committee and on LSB and everywhere else if I've got anything to do with it. Not just one person, but that's hypocrisy. Because every time somebody says something she don't like, it's either point of order or personal privilege because he called my name. So what gives? And secondly, respect Marianne. I've worked with Marianne in the past, but she is absolutely quintessentially wrong with respect to we have been working very hard at the PNB level for the last 3 years to earn our way back to CPB. CPB gives out hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And because you're probably not close to the fire, we're not that far away from being able to qualify. But when we create these things that they go back and check over a period of time to see whether or not you're posting your meetings, your subcommittee meetings, et cetera, those things are important to CPB because they want transparency. Anytime they give government money, they want, as Nancy always pointed out, they want you to be able to give access to your audience and to your membership. And be transparent. And the easiest way to be transparent is to make sure whatever subcommittee meeting you have, whatever LSB meeting you have, whatever PNB meeting or subcommittee meeting you have, it's posted. That's why you have your website. So, in all due respect, Marianne, we do want that CPB money. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in the next couple of years if we continue to be on track. That's why we've been spending so much time and so much money on getting these audits in place, because that's largely why we were not getting CPB. They're able to forgive some of these things that we do, like the audience, minority audience going down, 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 and not having anybody address it, not having a general manager send them a report saying, how are you going to correct it? So they cut money off. But don't have that attitude that we're never going to get CPB money. That's not what we're thinking at the PNB level.
Thank
Bill,
you,
with a question for Dwayne.
I think, was that Rita?
Yes, but Bill was before, then I'll go after him. Thank you.
Okay, actually, after Dwayne is Ted, and then I will have Bill and then Rita.
Thank you. You're handling this very well, Sandra. What Dwayne Lark says rarely needs to be said again. But when someone just very calmly says, you don't have to put these meetings, these notices, you don't have to do it, but you could, that is absolutely ridiculous. We have got to start including transparency in this organization, or we don't deserve to exist. And anybody who talks in a soft, calm voice about how we don't have to do this, they deserve to be chastised, and that is what I am doing right now. Damn it, let's be transparent.
Thank you, Ted. Bill?
Thank you. I was just going to ask Dwayne, how many of the meetings that the officers of the PNB have had with Lydia have been posted and made public? And how many of your meetings with Judon Boney have been posted? Thank you.
Meetings?
Okay.
I'm talking about the many meetings that Dwayne has talked about the officers of the PNB having with management, with Lydia.
Right. Dwayne, would you care to respond?
Of course. Mr. Throw out niceties with dirt on them. I've never had a meeting with Judon Boney. So take that dirt and put it back on yourself. Number two, there is no requirement for the management team to publish its meetings because it's not a committee. So you should know that because you have created, you and Adrienne created the damn thing, you hypocrite.
Okay, that's enough. I'm going to call you out of order if you're going to call people names. If you want to make a statement, that's fine.
I appreciate it, Madam Chair.
Please make your statement civil.
It's going to be civil because I'm not cursing and I'm not doing anything else. But when this hypocrite will try to point out the things that he
says, I'm going to call you out of order every time you call someone a name.
He's told two lies already on this line, and I'm here to correct them. And then you want to throw out that I'm meeting privately with Judon Boney. Why don't you check him on implying that I'm meeting privately with Judon Boney?
Orders
Why don't you check him on that? Why don't you check him on implying that I'm meeting with Judon Boney? He knows that's what he's done with the other IDM, but I have
You've had plenty of time to speak.
No,
so
I haven't, because you've been talking on me and my response. He has privately met with
I'm
Jack Valencia and every other IGM, but I have not privately met with Judon Boney.
To another member of this committee. So it is now Rita's turn to speak.
He has privately met with every IGM, and I have not, but he's going to try to put dirt on me and imply that I have. I'm not that kind of person like he is.
Point of order. Please stop, Teresa. It is Rita's turn to speak. Rita, please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question for the subcommittee. Unfortunately, one of the reasons I did not volunteer, some of us do work, and 2:00 in the afternoon does not allow those of us that may want to participate in this process to participate with all the meetings of this committee being the afternoon. I mean, I think there needs to be some that go a little bit later so that those of us who have jobs or other responsibilities can also participate if we so desire. I just would like to have the question answered if this is the time or the place, get it answered, because I do want to participate at 2:00 in the afternoon on a weekday. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rita. That point is very well taken because, yes, there are a lot of us who have full-time jobs that cannot attend meetings in the afternoon.
So I will just respectfully request that perhaps Mary Ann can make a few suggestions for different times, and if people will respond in kind to let her know when the subcommittee is best able to be attended by the most number of people, I think that would be helpful. I also feel like Mary Ann is making, she's doing her due diligence to try to get the subcommittee up and running and to make minutes of the meeting and make them available for everybody so that if you were not able to attend the subcommittee meeting, number one, you're not going to be excluded from it. If there's no, I don't believe that there is any, you know, have to attend three meetings to be part of the subcommittee. It's an open committee, and if you are on the MSRC committee, you can attend or not. But for those people who could not attend the first meeting and for those that will not be able to attend tomorrow due to the time frame, I believe that Mary Ann is sending out information so that you will at least know what occurred. So going forward, hopefully we can address having that subcommittee meeting at a time when the most people possible can attend who wish to do so. Okay, thank you, Rita.
Nancy on the text.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, can I ask the committee to entertain, that since we are under time, kind of concern for time, doing our work in a timely manner, that we stop this subcommittee thing and then just include the whole entire committee on an email thread that we discuss at our time that we can, you know, that when it doesn't bother our work. And because what we were doing was rewording the GM, Pacifica GM job description. And I think everybody should be in on it. And we don't have a whole lot of reteaching to do from the subcommittee to the main committee. And then when we do present this on the actual meeting that is supposed to be recorded and posted, that we explain that we worked a little bit off out of a committee by email and how we came to our conclusions. Because that would be in line, in my opinion, and I was told this before by R. Paul Martin, because you know, I was saying we're not getting much work done just once a month meeting, and I forgot what committee it was. But anyway, could we do that? Then we have everybody's heads in it at their own leisure, at their own, you know, time. And I wanted to say something very important about the CPB. If we lose completely CPB, then we'll have to start, we'll be decided or estimated or as not a nonprofit, and we'll have to start paying property tax for KPFT. And I don't remember what it is, if we were paying it. The last number was like $20,000 a year, but that was a long time ago, and that was like 3 or 4 years ago. So, and then the audit of the CPB audit,
Alan for the stack,
in 2012, it did show that WBAI was caught not announcing the LSB meetings and committee meetings, and then they were asked by CPB to provide archives so they could actually check. But you know, we were a lot of stations were probably doing the same things, but they did not get caught, and so
point of order,
not bad. It's not bad. And CPB is
Now
Wayne Bradley's last
general manager. Now you're
going to
do a point of order while she's talking.
Yeah, about $200,000 a year.
Okay, please stop talking. I'm trying to listen to what Nancy has to say. She still has the floor. So everybody please mute yourself so we can hear Nancy.
Okay, the CPB grant share, KPFD share, used to be in 2017, Robin told me it's about $150,000. And then if we got the $50,000 bonus grant for having enough minority listenership, which is by Arbitron, or I don't know how, those machines that are in the houses.
Point of order.
That would be a total of $200,000. So it's not
point of order.
It's really important.
Please stop.
Point of order.
You can't help us there.
Teresa, you're out of order. Please let
me finish. No, ma'am. If I have a point of order, you need to find out what the point of order is.
I want to let Nancy finish her statement.
I'm finished.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nancy. Those are all points well taken.
I believe that I did
Madam
send
Chair,
out.
Madam Chair.
Teresa, I want to make a statement. I believe I did forward the information that was sent out by the IED to the entire LSB regarding the situation with CPB. I'm asking for a payment of $137,000. We don't have it. She was asking for an extension. She has also explored other avenues for us to have be able to utilize sound exchange through a different entity other than CPB. So that is something that is being worked on, Nancy. And so now, Teresa, what is your point of order?
Madam Chair, could you please look on the agenda, find out where we are on the agenda, because I think that Ms. Saibara Narutomi's comments were several comments, and none of them had to do with the item on the agenda where we're at. If we're going to allow comments that don't have anything to do with where we are on the agenda, we're not going to get through the agenda.
Thank you, Teresa. That's a point well taken. We have, I think we are concluded with the subcommittee report, and the we know that there has to be additional work for the information about job postings and where those postings will occur. That brings us to number 6, which is the receipt of resumes, and number 7, which is the budget. And I reached out to our interim executive director, both via phone and email, because she did say there is already an established method for resumes to be sent to an authorized person where they can then be decimated to the other members of the committee, or I don't know if that's the right word, they can be shared with the members of the committee. That way the HR, the EEOC, FCC, whoever needs this information will have it readily available, and the committee members will still have access to the resumes once they come in. And as to the budget, we do not know yet what kind of budget we're going to have to work with in order to post the job posting. So both 6 and 7 on the agenda, which is receipt of resumes and the budget, is an ongoing thing. I will continue to work with Lydia, the interim executive director, and with she did give me the contact person from Netta, the HR person that's now doing the foundation's HR work, so that we can make sure that we are in compliance with the FCC, the EEOC, CPB, and any other entity that has a say-so in how we properly post, properly receive, and properly vet any and all resumes that this committee is presented with. So I think if there's no other comments on those two items, it's an ongoing...
Point of information.
Okay, what's your point of information, Duane?
I think I'd like to kind of refine your statement from the IED in that she, as I recall, and I had a subsequent conversation with her. As I understand it and I recall, she said that KPFTX, through Otis efforts, have a repository where we can record and have in place, you know, like retain those resumes, but it's not a system where the various entities. But should we need to send those, or should we need to bring them back up for an investigation or something, the EEO, that they would be available. But it's not as if that system is going to send it out. But that's a repository she wanted to let us know where those resumes should be going and where they should be retained. And then lastly, that second thing, I just wanted Nancy Saibara Narutomi to understand that CPB has nothing to do with our taxes here in Harris County. That's a result of our tax status as a nonprofit California corporation. So we don't lose that because of CPB. We lose that if we lose our tax status as a nonprofit California corporation under the 501c3 of the IRS. So I just want to make that clear.
Okay, thank you, Duane. All right, so Was there somebody else that wanted to be on the stack? We are talking about the receipt of the resumes and the budget. So please make your comments germane to those two topics.
Adriana, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Adriana. Was there someone else? Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I'm really having a concern here. We need to be sure people, when they ask for a point of order, they need to realize what that means, and they need to ask once, and it's up to the chair to recognize, let the speaker finish, and then accept the point of order or not. And it's not fair that people that have those special mics that overpower everybody else keep yelling, point of order, interrupting the speaker. And trust me, you are being heard. My grandkids are in the pool, like 150 feet from where I am, and they can hear you yelling, point of order. Okay? Please, Madam Chair, ask people to be civilized on that too. Point of order is not to gain the stack and to cover what other person I'm speaking about. And it's up to you. Stop the speaker, let the speaker finish, and then accept and hear the point of order. It's not nice to keep yelling, point of order, point of order.
Okay, Adriana, thank you. Point. I stand corrected. I was trying to ask her to please stop so that we could finish hearing other people's comments. So thank you for bringing that up. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the timeline. I think everybody has seen the copy of the timeline that Ted and Sandy worked on. I understand that the subcommittee is working on that as well. Being that it is 3:35 p.m., we have 10 minutes left. I would entertain a motion to have a short discussion on the timeline and the draft that Ted and Sandy worked so hard on for the next few minutes so that we can adjourn on time at 3:45. Do I hear a motion to continue discussion on the timeline?
We don't need a motion. It's already on the agenda.
Well, no.
Okay. All right. Would somebody like to comment on the timeline? Do you have anything you wish to add to the timeline? Has everybody read the timeline?
Alan for the stack.
Okay, Teresa. I'm sorry. That was Teresa, and then was that you, Rita?
Yes, it was. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, so Teresa and then Rita, and this is regarding the timeline, so please make your comments germane to the timeline.
I have read the timeline, and I look forward to discussing any other items that need to be added to the timeline when we meet with the subcommittee tomorrow. And if we don't make it through that, then on subsequent meetings. Also, at some point, we need to find out or we need to discuss what the salary will be for the general manager, and we need to determine when we tell people what the salary is or where that's posted. Because I was involved in a search where we actually got a person to come in for a face-to-face, and this was on the national board, and when we offered the person the job and they asked what the salary was, they said, oh, no, I would never consider it that salary. So we, at some point earlier in the process, we needed to tell what the salary was. We also need to know what our budget is, and I'm assuming that as chair you will be talking to our IED about what our budget is to put out information in our search for our GM. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and I did request that information from her, but I did not get a clear answer regarding the budget. So, Rita, you're on the stack next. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I have a couple of questions. One is how closely are we trying to adhere? Hey, I see just one date that I guess I'm concerned about is posting announcing their position as soon as May 25th, which we know has already passed. but no later than June 9th. This is a question for the subcommittee. Are they trying to adhere to this deadline? Today is the 7th. That would be 12 days from now. So are they trying to adhere to the timelines, or are these timelines, or this, or the, yeah, the timelines that here, how flexible are they, or are we in trying to move forward with this GM search? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rita. It's my understanding that this timeline that was submitted is a rough draft. Of course, time is of the essence, but we want to make sure that we do it right. And so I think, you know, setting out a timeline that's a little bit more reasonable, because, you know, the month of May is gone, and the month of June will be gone before we know it. And then July, we don't know how much money we will have to even go forward in July. So, I mean, there's a lot of things tied into this timeline, like, you know, just whittling down the job descriptions that's acceptable to everybody, and then coming up with an actual posting that does say something to the effect of base salary, X number of dollars, and salary commensurate on experience. You know, the salary is always negotiable. Once you choose to hire someone, you find that perfect person, then it will be up to the LSB to interview the subcommittee, or the MSRC will do the main body of work, but then I believe that everybody on the LSB should be able to weigh in on that, so that we can submit qualified people to the executive director and do, you know, second and third interviews, sometimes even four interviews, depending on, you know, how many candidates there are and, you know, what their qualifications turn out to be. But I'm hopeful that, you know, there will be money in budget to post, and I'm hopeful that we will take our time to post far and wide, and that we will get some qualified resumes, qualified people that send resumes, so that we can review them and interview these people. And, you know, it's going to take time. As much as we would like to have this all done yesterday, it's not going to happen that fast. If we're going to do it right, we're going to have to take our time to do it right. So that would just be my suggestion. This timeline is a draft, and it's a flexible draft. If somebody wants to come up with a you know, some amendments to it, or if they want to rewrite one altogether, you're certainly welcome to do so and present it to the committee. I would welcome that. I would also welcome that, you know, Sandy and Ted and Marianne and the people on the subcommittee be able to work on that together. And I would welcome Nancy's suggestion that those that can't attend on the actual meeting time be allowed to give their input via email. So, I mean, we need to be flexible, we need to be fair, and we need to do it right. That's where I'm going with all of this. It's important that we do it right and get qualified people as applicants. So that's all I have to say about that. Does anybody else want to comment?
Madam Chair, I will follow up.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I'm just wondering, we have this subcommittee, and it looks like they have a lot of responsibilities where this is concerned. And so because Marianne was not able to give us the minutes from the first meeting, have these responsibilities been divided up? This is a lot of work to do, and if it meets anything like the rest of our committees meet, they're not going to get much done. So I'm just trying to see with this process that it's fair all around, and yet that we all have the opportunity to participate if possible. And so my concern is that this is a great draft, but that's exactly what it is. It's a draft. And so is the committee charged with saying, coming back when we have MSRC meetings, coming back with certain things defined so that we can move forward in an expeditious wrong way, as well as one that's in line with what we're trying to accomplish and make sure that we meet all of the guidelines from the different organizations that we need to make sure we're in compliance with. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Marianne for the deck.
Go ahead, Marianne.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, the reason we started the subcommittee, it's, as far as my recollection here, is because at the time we did not have a permanent chair of the MSRC. So, you know, the MSRC was, you know, we were still in the process of trying to establish a permanent chair and secretary. But now that, we have a permanent chair and secretary, I don't know, maybe we could just merge at this point.
I welcome that idea. It's not necessary for us to have a subcommittee now that
Alan for the stack, please.
Now that we have a chair and secretary, that we could for the next agenda not waste so much time on agenda approval and minutes approval, but just go right to the timeline and right to the job posting, and hopefully by then we will have an idea of what kind of budget we might have to work with.
Alan, and the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I see no reason why we should get rid of the subcommittee at this point. They've started the work, and they got a lot accomplished on the first call. Sorry the minutes haven't been sent out, but it's really only been 4 days, so I guess maybe we called a meeting too soon. But I think that the changes that we made to the job description were not that complicated. So I'm looking forward to this group going onto the timeline rather than having 20 people going over the timeline. I think you're capable of delegating some of the work, and I see no reason why we should eliminate the subcommittee.
Okay, well, that again will be up to the body. If Marianne wants to continue to meet with a small group of people to work on that and then bring it to the rest of the committee, that's fine. We are at time for this meeting, so I would like to set the next date and time. I would like to allow people time to do the back and forth with the emails and be able to work on, you know, updating their rough draft of what they think the timeline should be. I would hope that people would work together collaboratively on that. So I would say 2 weeks from today, which would be, let's see, the 21st of June.
That's Father's Day, Madam Chair.
Pardon?
That is Father's Day.
Okay, well, let's make it 3 weeks then. 3 weeks from now, that would be the 28th of June.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
The timeline did say something about achieving something by the 19th.
Okay, we've already established that timeline is not accurate at this point, and that
right,
we
no
have
problem,
to be
then.
Flexible. So
right, no,
I'm saying 3 weeks from today on the 28th at the same time, 2:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hopefully that will give us all enough time to do our own work and collaborate with each other via email or phone calls, and hopefully that will give us time to get the information that we need from Otis regarding, the problems with logging into Maestro, with the information that we need for that repository that he, maintains for receipt of resumes so that we can all have access to them, finding out the budget, speaking to the HR people at the foundation to make sure that we're all in compliance. And, you know, also for everybody to think of a creative way that we can post this job, I would like to see 20 different ideas of what that job posting looks like from everybody, because we want it to be inviting, but you have to keep in mind that if we have to pay for posting, that the more words that are included, the more expensive it gets. So we need to figure out a way that we can, and I believe, Rita, you probably have
a draft of whatever job posting you used previously. If you could share that with the committee, that would be very helpful. I want to rely on the work that you've done previously to help us, because I recognize your work that went into the previous GM search, and there's really no reason to reinvent the wheel if we have already got something that we can use as a jumping off point. So 3 weeks, the 28th of June at 2:15 p.m. will be the next date and time for this meeting. And do I hear anyone move for adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Somebody going to post it.
Meeting is adjourned at 3:47 p.m. Thank you.
Madam Chair, please post that meeting.